The following is a Network Newswire audio production via our AudioPress release solution suite. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communications tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Ceylon Graphite, veteran graphite mining and upgrading. Executive Don Baxter joins the board of Ceylon Graphite. Ceylon Graphite Corporation, ticker symbol CYLYF, today announced that Don Baxter has joined the board of directors of the company. Don Baxter is one of the premier graphite experts outside of China, having built one of only two producing graphite mines in North America. He is presently Chief Executive Officer and Director of Applied Graphite Technologies Corporation. Prior to this, Don served as President, CEO, and Executive Director of Alabama Graphite Corporation, successfully completing the company's disruptive preliminary economic assessment and introducing a new battery-focused strategy. Quote, Don brings to Ceylon experience, ideas, and capabilities we cannot find anywhere else, said Bharat Parashar, Chief Executive Officer. Now that we are in commercial production, we will benefit from his expertise as we invest to ensure we have top-quality upgraded graphite for the growing lithium-ion battery market, end quote. As President and Chief Operating Officer of Focus Graphite Incorporated, Don led Focus Graphite to wide recognition in the graphite industry, updated the company's PEA, and advanced the company to a completed feasibility study. He was also responsible for rapidly advancing the development of value-added graphite products, namely coated spherical purified graphite for the lithium-ion battery sector. Prior to Focus, Don served as president of Northern Graphite Corporation and was responsible for all technical aspects relating to the Bissett Creek graphite project, including the company's feasibility study, metallurgical test work, environmental and mine permitting, as well as developing battery-related graphite products. Quote, I'm excited to join the board of Ceylon, said Baxter. As I look at the market today and the incredible demand for high-quality graphite products, I see that Ceylon is the real deal, a production-level operation with purity and easy upgradability you cannot find elsewhere. The potential is incredible, end quote. Don also served as mine superintendent at the Kearney Graphite Mine and was director of mining at Ontario Graphite Limited. Don holds a degree in mining engineering from Queen's University, is a registered professional engineer, and is a past member of the board of directors of the National Association of Advanced Technology Batteries International, a U.S.-based not-for-profit trade association commercializing advanced electrochemical energy storage technology for emerging high-tech applications, and is a qualified person as defined by National Instrument 43-101 guidelines.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire, or financial analysts mentioned, hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This audio press release is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be, construed as investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or licensed stockbroker. This audio press release by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please read our entire disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.